Hey there, welcome back. Have you noticed it? They're everywhere nowadays. What's that word? Ubiquitous? Yeah, they're on doorbells, backyards, businesses, parking lots. Heck, they're even on playgrounds. Of course, I'm talking about surveillance cameras. But these cameras, you don't watch out, they'll get you. You'll see what I mean. Let's go get started. Big Brother is everywhere these days. No matter where you are, he sees you. This week's episode, Gotcha. Now there's something we rarely hear nowadays. Some cop desperate to make his monthly quota. In hot pursuit of some unsuspecting commuter doing, what, 4.5, maybe 5 miles over the speed limit? In our town, we don't hear that overzealous cop's siren blasting away behind us anymore. Or panic to the point of needing a clean pair of underwear when we see those flashing blue lights in our rearview mirror. Our progressive, read greedy, mayor and his progressive, say it again, greedy, city council found a pile of tax revenue dollars the previous administration somehow forgot to spend. So they blew it all on traffic cameras. The cameras were equipped with high-resolution lenses able to read license plate numbers. When the radar detected some completely oblivious speeder, that's all she wrote, a photo of the license plate was transmitted on a high-speed fiber-optic link to the traffic control center. High-speed data and a high-speed printer, and bam, another high-speed idiot driver caught red-handed. A week later, surprise, that idiot driver received a pretty picture of the license plate with a big fat fine in his mailbox. Easy peasy. Well, it was easy peasy until some devious drivers figured it out. Smearing mud on license plates is not illegal. The high-resolution camera lenses went crazy, searching the Department of Public Safety's database in vain, looking for a match. But it's like the IT boys always say, garbage in, garbage out. Well, it was those same IT boys got right on it. In less than a month, they located some software developer in Peoria that had created a facial recognition software application for traffic cameras. Their special cameras, equipped with optically enhanced high-resolution lenses, eliminated windshield glare, and smile pretty, your portrait-worthy photo was just transmitted down the high-speed fiber-optic link to the traffic control center. Less than three seconds later, it was compared to the photos on file in the driver's license division. And you're busted. A week later, your portrait-worthy photo with a nice fat fine arrived in your mailbox. Friday night, 8 p.m., I called Mary Alice to tell her I was going to be late. Again. Well, I should have known better. I was preoccupied. Yep, I was speeding. Never even saw it. Smile pretty. The next Friday night, it was pouring buckets when I pulled in the driveway. Late again. My garage door clicker wouldn't work. Damn battery, I guess. So I ran to the front door, holding my briefcase over my head.
Hey! Mary Ellis! Hey, open up!
Nothing. More than a little pissed off, I walked over to the front window. There she was, kicking back in her lazy boy, watching TV, drinking a can of Miller Lite. I banged on the glass, waved my arms like a duck.
Mary Ellis! Damn it, Mayor!
Nothing. She just sat there, oblivious, laughing at Jimmy Kimmel. But then, finally she stood up. I was sure she was going to let me in. Oh, but instead, she walked out to the kitchen. When she returned, she had a beer in one hand and, what's that? A letter? A letter in the other? She walked over to the window and took a slow sip. Was she grinning? I must have looked pathetic, shivering in the rain soaked to the bone. Then she pressed the paper up against the glass to show me the letter. Sure enough, it was from the traffic division. My speeding ticket from last Friday night arrived in today's mail. And right above my big fat fine was a portrait-worthy shot of me and Beverly Johnson.